Hey, nice to see you finally showed up. You look like you've had a hell of a day, huh? You stayed on at work today to earn more money? Yeah, that's absolutely fine, but you could have at least told me. It's getting late and there's a storm coming, so a warning would have been great because you know how much I don't like walking home by myself at these hours, especially when it's going to be heavy rain soon. Hey, I don't mean it like that. You know how much I love taking care of your kid. He is an absolute angel, and I have not one bad thing to say about him or his behavior. And plus, I am very aware of your situation about being a single dad and how hard it is to raise a child all on your own, and that you have to work late sometimes to earn more money to provide for him. I get it. I absolutely get it. But it would have been great if you told me beforehand. Now I'm nervous about making the journey home in the storm. You're going to let me stay here for the night? Oh, thank you so much. I really did not want to go out in the storm. Can you hear that now? Oh my god. And yeah, it does make sense as well because I would be here at 7 a.m. tomorrow anyway for you going to work. So it all works out after all. Hey, no need to apologize. I'm not mad at all. I just need to be aware of the schedule, but it's all sorted now. Here, come and take a seat. You need it after your very busy day, being run off your feet all afternoon. That is the longest sigh I have ever heard. Like, you finally deflated. Feels good to finally sit down, huh? Yeah, I know that feeling very well. Especially when your son is running around the park all day. That boy is fast, I'll tell you that. He really does not like going home, does he? We spent hours at the park today, and as soon as I tell him that it's time to go back, he's like, nope, let me run away and climb up the highest point at the park and point and laugh at me because he knows there is no chance I can get up there. Oh, he loves the outdoors so much, which is really rare these days for kids. Usually they're just glued to their iPads, so it's nice to see a kid who actually wants to touch grass, I guess I'll put it that way. Yeah, that's what we were up to this morning. In fact, I'll just give you the full rundown of the day like I usually do. So, he wanted cereal for breakfast, then he was noticeably really jumpy and hyper throughout the morning, so I thought to let him get all his energy out, that it would be a good idea to visit the park. So that's what we did. Stayed there for a few hours. Then eventually I managed to catch him and get back home. And for dinner, he wanted dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets with veg, so sorry I had to make him it. He really didn't want to eat your leftover casserole. Yeah, I tried to tell him it was fresh and just made today and not leftovers, but he really did not want to. He can tell. He's a smart kid. So I made him nuggets, and he didn't leave a crumb on the plate, so that was a good sign. And then we watched TV. Oh, it was so cute. Do you want to know what he did? So, he fell asleep on my lap while we were watching The Fairly Odd Parents. It was so sweet. My heart literally melted. And then I carried him up to bed, and he woke up again as usual. And then I spent some time just doing some ASMR on him, and he